Thank you, Madam President. I come to the floor today to urge my colleagues to vote against the nomination of Nathan Symington to be a member of the Federal Communications Commission. We definitely want the FCC to focus on common sense consumer protections, universal broadband, the survival of our news and local journalism industry as it faces unbelievable, unfair competition and practices by the tech sector. And we also want to make sure that the next president of the United States also gets to choose their member and representation to the FCC. The Senate has a tradition of confirming commission nominees in pairs to assure the equality of both sides of the aisle. Moving this nominee without that Democratic pairing, I think, is contrary to what we've usually operated under in good governance. Every member of this body should be concerned about setting a precedent and what it will mean in the future if we don't have essential consumer protections and oversight on this important institution. We need high-quality, affordable broadband to the underserved and to the unserved. That includes tribal country. We need to make sure that we are working hard as a result of the pandemic for people to need to understand that broadband now is essential to our health care, to being able to work, and certainly to the education of our children. According to the AP, 16% of families with children have no access to broadband, and we need to make sure that all students have the tools for distance learning. We need to make sure that Washingtonians have access to broadband for health care, for clinics, to make sure that their initial contacts can be done online just to help us in fighting the pandemic. And especially, we need to preserve a free and open internet that is not divided into haves and have-nots. The innovation economy is so important to my state, but it's important to the entire United States. And we need to have nominees who will fight for these policies and get them implemented. That is why it is important that we look at FCC commissioners. Mr. Symington was before our Commerce Committee. We had another nominee that the White House abruptly, unexpectedly pulled from its renomination, Commissioner O'Reilly, just days after the committee reported that nomination to the Senate. Allegedly because he spoke his mind, because he did not agree with the President of the United States. Mr. Symington was nominated instead just a few weeks later, coming from NTIA, which asked the FCC to issue rules. It raises questions in my mind about the White House's choice of Mr. Symington, particularly given these issues as it relates to the FCC and key responsibilities. I have questions about his neutrality and independence in issues before the commission, about whether he aggressively and actively sought the media attention to personally and explicitly direct pressure onto the FCC. This involvement might sound insignificant or just partisan to some, but it's so important for the FCC to continue to play an important and independent role from the President of the United States. So I hope that we will not pass the Symington nomination, but I'm emphasizing to my colleagues, the President will deserve his nominee as well, and I hope our colleagues will move quickly to confirm them once they are nominated.